This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS is always here for you. What do you say we keep it that way? Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. Get all the latest updates on the show. Our studio lines are open 316-869-1330. We'd love to hear from you. Our next guest, Phil Graham, served 6 years in the United States House of Representatives and 18 years in the Senate, where he was chairman of the Banking Committee. Graham is a visiting scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. He was vice chairman of USBS Investment Bank and is now vice chairman of Lone Star Funds. He taught economics at Texas A&M University and has published numerous articles and books, including The Myth of American Inequality, How Government Biases Policy Debate. Senator, thank you for joining us again. It's nice to have you. You've been on the show once before. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, sir.
Thank you, John. My book, The Triumph of Economic Freedom, is out today.
Oh, well,
it's publication day. So,
well, we're look at us. We're first crack at the apple, so to speak. So, I appreciate you joining us, Senator. I've got to ask you. Just from what you're seeing, and I know obviously you escaped the lunacy of Washington D.C. and having been a former legislator. Trust me, I know. Once you're out, it's kind of refreshing to be out. But what you're seeing now with some of what's been going on. I mean, inflation. The April inflation report just came out. It shows prices grew at the slowest pace since 2021. Yet one current liberal Democrat senator released a statement recently claiming, quote, Donald Trump is ruining the economy on purpose. This was Senator Schatz. And then I just don't understand. He went on to say that starting tomorrow, we'll be paying more for everything. If Trump cured cancer, it wouldn't be enough for these folks, would it, Senator?
No, it wouldn't. I do hope we can bring this trade war to a speedy conclusion.
Yes.
I think that it does represent a danger, and I'm pleased that there's been an initial agreement with China. Of course, we're a long way from getting out of the trade war, but I'm eager to do it. I think the economy was set to take off. People are ready for the extension of the tax cuts. They're ready for deregulation, which is way overdue given the regulatory excesses of the Biden administration, but the protectionism and the tariffs do represent a threat that could get out of hand and could affect prices, and of equal importance, could push us into a recession, which I don't want to happen.
Senator, I'm glad you brought up the trade imbalance. The left loves to demonize the president for his attempts to reset America's trade imbalance. One claim we hear often from Democrats and the media is that free trade harms American workers. I don't understand the logic behind that argument, but you know they love to make that claim, and then they, of course, they go further and say that we need government and we need regulation in order to protect workers. But that's so counterintuitive, and it doesn't seem to make sense. And frankly, I don't think there's any truth to that.
Well, not only is it counterintuitive, but it's counterhistorical. Don't forget we had the Progressive Era regulations for 90 years, and what they ended up doing was limiting competition and driving up prices, and under the leadership of Jimmy Carter and Ted Kennedy, hardly bastions of conservatism, we got rid of progressive era regulation. Airline cost per mile fell by 50%. The cost of logistics moving things fell by over 50%. And the deregulation of not only transportation but communications really set off the tech boom that we're enjoying today. So, President Reagan used to say the scariest words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help you."
True. Very true. You mentioned the tariff situation. I'm curious what you think of the president's attempts to use tariffs to rebalance American trade, because, again, if you listen to the left, if you listen to the media, it reminds me of Chicken Little and the sky is falling. There's all these doom and gloom predictions, and yet, by and large, you know, the stock market went down, stock market came back up, and yet the world is going to come to an end if Donald Trump has his way.
Well, if we end up with better trade agreements that reduce protectionism in America and in our countries that we trade with, that will be a good outcome.
Right.
The problem is we now have a situation where businesses are sort of frozen because they don't know what the policy is going to be. 61% of our imports are component parts in manufacturing things in America. And so right now, the impact of this is negative. Now, whether or not the result will be good in the end is yet to be determined. I guess my position is we need to move on in getting to the final result, because this uncertainty is beginning to hurt the economy. And it's clear when the president does something that looks like a movement toward settling these issues, the market goes up. So the market is eager for these issues to be settled. And I think when President Trump was elected, in anticipating much-needed deregulation because of the excesses of the Biden administration and the extension of the existing tax code, that there was optimism about the future. And I think the trade action, unless it's settled pretty quickly, could turn negative, and I'm concerned about it.
We're talking with former United States Senator Phil Graham. Senator, in this time of economic volatility, what would you suggest be the way to get America back on sound economic footing? You know, some people are calling on the Fed to lower interest rates, but for me, it just seems like manipulating monetary policy is somewhat inherently dangerous. I think every time they jigger with that, it seems like you're kind of interfering with the market.
Well, and you're making excuses. I remember I was the author of the Reagan program in the House, so I'm dating myself. But there was a movement led by Jack Kemp, of all people, to get President Reagan to pressure Paul Volcker to back off on his tightening to bring inflation under control. And Reagan's response was, Paul Volcker has his job to do. You have your job to do in Congress. I have my job to do in the White House. Let's all do our jobs. And I don't need, as the president said, somebody to blame if our program doesn't work. We need to make it work. And I think that's the right approach, whether it's a Democrat or Republican. I don't want politicians controlling the money supply. I think it's very dangerous. And if you look throughout history, whenever the executive, be it prime minister or king or president, has controlled the money supply, the result has not been good.
Yeah. No, so you're...
We need the Congress... What the Congress needs to do is gain control of spending and bring this borrowing down. And I would have to say, and the Republicans are in control of both houses of Congress, barely. But I'm very disappointed with their reforms of Medicaid, a work requirement that's half as binding as President Clinton signed and doesn't go into effect until 2029. I think Americans are ready to say to able-bodied people, if you want welfare, you're going to have to work.
Yes. No, I completely agree that it should be a basic requirement. And there are certain, and that would also save taxpayers money if they put that in there. But of course, you know, they got a... It's such a narrow margin that they got such limited room to work.
And also, in addition to saving money, John, it will bring meaning to a lot of lives.
Yes.
You know, we think of poverty as being an unmarried woman with a lot of children. That description is 50 or 60 years old. Now, many people that are drawing public assistance live alone. The average household size for the bottom 20% of income recipients is now only 1.9 person. So you've got able-bodied men and women who aren't working, many of them using drugs, and we're doing them a disservice. Not only are we wasting money, we're wasting their lives, their talent. And in our chapter in the book, The Triumph of Economic Freedom, we have a section on poverty. And we have spent a tremendous amount of money. And as we have spent more and more money, the percentage of low-income people who work has fallen from 68% to 36%. So we've eliminated want for almost all Americans, but we've done it at a price of idleness. And a mandatory work requirement is very humane, in my opinion.
Well, again, the new book is called The Triumph of Economic Freedom, Debunking the Seven Great Myths of American Capitalism. I assume if folks want a copy, they can find that on Amazon, correct?
Yes.
Well, Senator, I appreciate you again. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend. And just keep up the good work and keep drawing attention to hold them accountable.
Thank you. We're trying to. If you read this book, Triumph of Economic Freedom, you'll realize your country's even greater than you think.
I appreciate you, Senator. You know, there's still room for you back in the Senate if you want. You know, we can always use you back.
I'd have to get a new wife, and I've had the one I have for 55 years. And I kind of like her, so I better stay where I am.
We appreciate you, Senator. Thank you again for joining us.
We'll take a quick break, and then Wichita School Board member Kathy Bond will sit down with us to try and explain why lawyers for the Teachers Union, or 259, are insisting gendered language be replaced by gender-neutral equivalents. I don't get this one. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. Make your voice heard today, and of course, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, June 1st, make your voices heard by coming down to their headquarters at Union Station, where we'll be broadcasting live from their location, thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. And of course, in the meantime, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show for updates. You can follow us on Facebook, True Social, and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all those latest updates. Excuse me. USD 259, the Wichita School District, is currently in negotiations with the Wichita Teachers Union on a new contract. Part of the proposed language in the new contract was shared with me last week. In the tentative agreement, language has been inserted to refer to some parents as, quote, non-birthing parents, and, quote, gendered language will be replaced with gender-neutral equivalents. I've been told that that language has since been removed, but the more important question is, why was it inserted in the first place? With us now to try and answer that question is Wichita School Board member Kathy Bond. Kathy, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you, John. How are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. Thank you. Sorry you weren't able to join us down at AFP, but you and Gary will have to come join us here in a couple weeks.
That would be great. Hey, before we get into conversation, I want to clear up some air. Can I do that?
Yeah, no, please.
Okay. We know that I never said that the union implemented those words in the tentative agreement between.
No, I saw that they were attacking you, and said that.
No, I did not. And I just wanted to clear that up. And I also want to educate your listeners as well as you. And in January of the year that it's time to negotiate with the union, the Board of Education is asked to submit any requests that we might want to see changed in the contract, added, or taken out. What you have read, and I, by the way, I had no idea how you got that information because I haven't even seen it yet.
So I have my sources.
I guess you do. But anyway, that verbiage came from one of our board members. That was a suggestion. I don't know who it is. I don't care to know who it is. But that was a suggestion from one of the boards. So that came from the Board of Education, not the district and not the union. Now, we have not ratified it. That's the way it is. And so when I received some notifications from some people last week, well, and they were like, what's going on? I go, okay, I went into the superintendent's office the following morning, and I said, could you please explain this to me? And he did. And it's actually in paragraph 4 under individual and personal rights, and it's basically going to take hers and himself and herself and just going to say all employees and all students.
And see, that's the way I'm fine with that. But whoever came up with the cockamamie idea of inserting non-birthing and this, you know, woke new non-binary, non-gender, gender neutral, malarkey.
Right.
I'd love to know which board member came up with that nonsense. I imagine it's probably Nock or Melody McRae or one of the Democrats.
We cannot assume anything. That's one thing I've learned on the school board. I cannot assume anything because you got to check it out. It's like before people went off on Kathy Bond on Facebook, it would have been nice if somebody would have called me to say, hey, did you say that?
No, but that's typical. That is very, that was my monologue tonight. That's typical of the left. They just assumed that it came from you because, well, you're a Republican and you're opposed to this kind of nonsense, so it had to come from you.
Well, I did call the union, and I told them, I said, I did not say that, and I just want you to know, because I went straight to the source, and we have to work together. Whether or not we agree with each other, whether or not we like each other, we have to work together for the betterment of our students and for their outcome. And I'm going to tell you something. We had a fantastic week of graduations. I was at Northwest High Schools. Do you know 97% of those seniors graduated? 97%. John, I was thrilled. And they're all the ones that I spoke to, and I ran around that gym at Wichita State. They're either enlisted into the military, they're going to college, or they're going to a trade school. They've already got like 54 credits in their college. We got to be doing something right.
I mean, I'm glad to hear that they're graduating. First off, let me say I'm glad to hear that language has been removed because That's what should have happened.
I don't know. I don't know if it's been removed. That was my suggestion.
I was told by the board chair, by Diane Albert, that it had been removed. Let's hope it stays that way.
And,
you know, the thing is,
I just suggested it.
Had I not drawn attention to it, this most likely might have been included. And so I'm glad it got removed. I hope that's the case.
I hope I'll be able to get the draft and read the whole contract before I vote on it.
You think that would be handy? And frankly, Kathy, if they don't give it to you beforehand, I'd vote no. I would out of spite and just say, look, I'm not going to vote on something I haven't had a chance to read. But that's just
It won't be out of spite. It'll be out of I need to know what I'm voting on.
There you go. Exactly.
There's no reason to do anything out of spite.
No. Well, you know what I mean.
That's
principle.
That's not going to accomplish anything. Right. Yeah, I understand. But I like to know what I'm voting on. Like, we're going to be bringing a policy forward about AI to protect the district and the students. And I have been talking to students. I've been talking to parents, teachers. I've even talked with Rob Dixon from the district, who is heavily involved in this. And I'm telling you, the more I learn, the more I'm not so afraid of AI. And I think a lot of people that think that AI is going to dumb down our students, it's because they don't understand AI.
Yeah, no, I've had success with AI. I think as long as it's used properly, I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think you need to find a way to make sure that kids aren't using it to write their homework for, but, you know.
Well, and the teachers will have things in place where they can monitor that.
Good. That's the key. Yeah. That's the key. I hope, you know, I'm glad to hear they've got 97% graduation rate. Oh. I just hope that I wish we could get 97% college and career ready. But, you know, we're getting there.
We are getting there, and there's a lot of opportunity for our students in 259 to be able to branch out and become college and career ready. I mean, we have got some phenomenal, like I said, opportunities for these students to move into, and I like that. I mean, I like that a lot. I think Kelly, the superintendent, has got such an innovative mind, and that's one of the reasons why I was to hire him as our superintendent, and I like his ideas. Sometimes I feel like I've got to rein him in, though, because his tenacity sometimes is more than mine. So that's kind of scary.
We're talking with Wichita School Board member Kathy Bond, and I know I'm coming up on my bottom of the hour break. I know that you guys have formed, for lack of a better term, a special committee to deal with the facility master plan and look at, you know, ways to pay for it. Two questions, Kathy. First off, is there any chance that they're willing to reopen the master plan itself? Because there's so much money being spent here. I would think that now that the, you know, voters of Wichita rejected the bond, I would think, you know, the plan's over a year old. At some point, I think maybe they should look at whether or not we even want to do this much building. And the second one is, you know, are they looking at doing another bond?
Well, first of all, the Financial Oversight Committee is not there to oversee the master plan. They are there long-term to oversee the finances of the district, to bring more transparency to the community, as well as a checks and balance kind of thing for the district, and I am thrilled about this committee. So they are not, but the master plan is the master plan. Seven of us voted on it last year, and we are going to go through with it. As our superintendent said, they're going to go through
with the master plan without the bond. So here's my question then. If they can go through with the master plan without the money from the bond, why did they need to raise the taxes on the bond in the first place?
Well, the reason why the bond was brought up was because it would have happened in a much more condensed of time. Instead of between 10 and 20 years, it may have been between 6 and 10 years.
Gotcha.
So without the bond money, it's just going to take longer, but the vision is still there. It's all on paper, and, you know, tomorrow we have a board meeting at noon, of which anyone from the public is allowed to come in at AMAC, and we're talking about needs assessments for all the buildings in each one of our districts, and to figure out the budget. Like, what are we going to need next year to help? You know, I've got two schools in District 5 that said that they have no repairs that need to be done. Isn't that great?
That's great. Well, Kathy, I know I'm up against my hard break. You are running for re-election, from what I understand. If folks are interested, if they want to help you, if they want to volunteer or donate, what's the way for them to reach out and get in touch?
they can email me at Kathy Bond, K-A-T-H-Y, Bond, 2021, at gmail.com.
Kathy, I appreciate you. Keep up the good work. We need solid conservative, fiscal conservative leadership on that Wichita School Board. We appreciate you. Thank you, Kathy. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, John. Bye now.
You're very welcome. We'll take a quick break, and then former Governor Dr. Jeff Collier will be with us to tell us about his announcement this week that he's running for governor in 2026. We're starting it. We're kicking off the governor's candidates interviews. Oh, my, there's going to be a bunch of them. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal offices as we can. We've got local elections, and of course, next year we'll have a gubernatorial election as well as, well, everything under the sun. So we're going to do our best to get you as many candidates as we can. If there is someone in particular you'd like to hear from, please let me know, and we will invite them to come on the show. All that being said, joining us now is former Governor Dr. Jeff Collier. On Wednesday, Dr. Collier formally announced in a YouTube video that he would be running for Kansas governor. Collier said his focus is to cut taxes and bring high-paying manufacturing and tech jobs to the Sunflower State. He served as the 47th governor of Kansas. I seem to think there's another 47 running around somewhere. He was the 49th lieutenant governor of Kansas. He served in the Kansas House from 2007 to 2009, in the Kansas Senate from 2009 to 2011. And Dr. Collier was the only surgeon in southern Rwanda during the genocide. He is a volunteer physician providing free plastic surgery to U.S. soldiers wounded in Iraq. Dr. Collier, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
It is great to be with the number one talker on the number one talk show in Wichita.
Wow.
How are you, my friend?
Fine, thank you. We need to record that, Phil, put that in a promo.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Dockham, you're officially in the race. How has the response been since your announcement earlier this week?
I've had over 1,200 texts on my phone. My wife is like, honey, turn it off. Honey, turn it off. It feels good. We've been around the state. We've been in Kansas City and Wichita and Kingman and Manhattan and across the state. And it feels good. People want change. They do not want to keep going backwards.
No, that's for sure. And you know, I wanted to ask you about that. Was there a particular, because you and I have talked before, and you know, I think you've kind of kicked this around, but it was sort of, you know what, maybe, maybe not. Was there a particular moment over the past few years where you said, that's it, enough is enough, I got to do this again? Or was it just the steady decline of the Kelly administration that finally prompted you to pull the trigger?
You know, we thought long and hard about it. We thought about, you know, joining the Trump administration or something like that. I believe in public service. But here's the thing, is this has been going on for a long time. In our parents' lifetime, Kansas has gone from 6 congressmen down to 5, then to 4. We're on our way to 3, which what it means is that Kansas has grown half as fast as the rest of the United States. And under Governor Kelly, it's gotten worse. We actually lost 1% of our population in the last few years. And, you know, we can't keep going backwards. And Ruth and I, we look at our daughters, and I'm so proud of my daughters, but we want them, you know, to come to Kansas. And, you know, they want to stay in Kansas, but, you know, there's people trying to attract them to go to Austin and Nashville and, you know, Washington and even London. I mean, that's just, you know, and, you know, Kansas is where the roots are. And, you know, we want this to be the thriving place in the Midwest. And we're going backwards. And if we don't get this right in the next couple of, in next 10 years, we're just done. And I won't stand for it anymore. And so Ruth and I thought long and hard about it. And it was President Trump that really inspired me into doing this. And part of it is what you've seen with him. He was number 45 and then 47. And when you've been in the job and been incredibly successful at it, and then to stick out, you know, stay out of government for a few years and then come back, you can hit the ground running faster than ever before. Now, faster than anyone else could imagine. And that's what President Trump is doing. And we did an incredible amount as, you know, when I was governor, but our ability to come in and change things dramatically rapidly on all fronts, that's the opportunity. You don't have to go figure out where the bathroom is in the Capitol.
No, and even as a legislator, I know that, and I tell people, your first few months, that's what you're doing, is figuring out where the committee rooms are, how the process works. So, you know, having that experience will definitely help for sure. Let me ask you this. By the way, we're talking with Dr. Jeff Call, your candidate for Kansas governor. Revenue projections show the state of Kansas budget faces $731 million budget hole within the next 4 years at the end of fiscal year 2029. How would you address that, taxes, spending, and the budget shortfall?
Well, this is a unique situation. I've done the job, okay, and I'm probably running on my record as governor, and as governor, I left Laura Kelly an $850 million budget surplus. We're now in a budget deficit, and not for the first time, but for the last few years, we've been running behind. And in fact, state government has grown 75% since I left the governorship just a few short years ago.
That's
and
insane.
Let me ask anybody, it's insane. And believe me, ask anybody, is your life better because we're now spending 75% more in government? As Donald Trump would say, hell no.
Yeah, that figure is absolutely obscene. I heard you say that at your announcement here in Wichita the other day. And when you said that, I was just flabbergasted. I didn't realize it had grown, because you don't realize that, because we're not kidding. I mean, I sure couldn't tell you what the heck they're doing with the money, but you're right. To see it grow like that is obscene. Doc, let me ask you this. It's a tough question, but it's what I've got to ask. The Democratic sure. Governors Association is already out with a statement. They're saying that, quote, Sam Brownback's failed right-hand man, Jeff Collier's back again. And, of course, they're already, talking Sam Brownback this and Sam Brownback that.
Yeah.
What do you say to folks that are worried that, and I know I, when I was a legislator, I came in towards the end of you and Governor Brownback's administration, and yet I got attacked. How do you respond? What's going to be your response to that, to the Brownback, back to Brownback garbage?
Well, it is garbage. And here's the thing. It's just who the Democrats are. It's like, let's look backwards. Let's go back 15 years. And by the way, we'll ignore the fact that we gave that, Governor Sebelius gave Sam and I a $500 million deficit.
Yeah.
And midway through the year, okay, with $800 in the checking account of the state of Kansas. And I gave, and so they're ignoring that they were the ones that were responsible. They're the ones that have now made this the highest tax state in the region, and that they're the ones that are driving up the costs. So, but let's talk about this situation. I was, the 47th governor. And when I left the governorship, I am proud to run on my record. Not what they want to say is somebody else's record. Let's talk about my record. My record as governor is very businesslike. I held the line on taxes. I left an $850 million surplus to the next administration. Then I did something else. We've had 50 years of litigation over school funding, and solving that eluded a dozen governors. Jeff Collier was the one who signed that bill that appropriated that money, and we did it not by raising taxes, but by making Medicaid more efficient. We didn't have to go and raise taxes to do this, but furthermore, we held the line on property taxes. I ended foster kids sleeping in offices like they are now. Mm. We eliminated 3 cabinet agencies, 6,000 unnecessary positions. We were DOGE before DOGE was a thing. And, here's the thing is we cut government dramatically, the size of it, all of those bureaucrats there, and nobody noticed. And what we were trying to do is I was really trying to make government much more efficient. For example, we even started the first phone app that you could actually go and start getting your car tags on your phone app and start doing things with government to make it more efficient for people rather than, sorry, you can only be here from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock and you can wait 4 hours in order to get your car tags at the local office. We did an incredible amount of things. I helped transition thousands from welfare to work. We ended foster children sleeping in offices, like I said before. And here's the other thing is the culture of life was on the rise. But the most important thing is when I left office, my favorite number is 1,448,000. That was the number of Kansans working when I left the governorship. And that was more Kansans working than ever before in the history of the state. So by every possible measure, this is an incredibly successful conservative governorship.
I ask this of all candidates. I'll ask it. You're my first gubernatorial candidate on, but I'll ask it of all of them because I believe it's essential we elect a solid conservative this fall, next fall, rather. Will you support the Republican nominee, assuming, and this is a stupid question for you, because I've when I was driving the bus for the last two governors, you were on the bus, but I'll ask the question, will you support the nominee if it's not you?
Sure, of course I would. You know, when the people have spoken, I think it's our job to support our team. And, you know, I'm trying to support not only who the governor's candidate is, but I'm helping people up and down the ballot. You know, just this last fall, I mean, I was, you know, the chairman of the Trump campaign and, you know, working for the president. But I was around Kansas trying to help people running for reelection in the House, in the Senate, statewide, you know. That's what we do. And this, you know, we need to do this together as Republicans. Now, we're conservatives and we're going to have conservative solutions. And we may have a few disagreements here and there, but we're going to make this place a much better place. Kansas is a fabulous state.
Well, Dr. Collier, I appreciate you joining us this evening. If folks want more information on your campaign or if they want to volunteer or donate, they can visit you at CollierForGovernor.com. And, of course, you're on X at Dr. Jeff Collier, correct?
That's correct. But also, I want to tell you about one other thing that's coming up. You know,
we're just
getting started. And we're just getting started. And this week, Dr. Ben Carson, the Trump's secretary of HUD and a neurosurgeon and a very good friend of mine, Dr. Carson will be in Kansas City doing an event with us on Wednesday. And, you know, we love to see people there. You can reach us through the website.
We had Dr. Carson on the show once. He's fantastic. Would love to get him on the show again. If I make the trip to Kansas City, will you get me an interview?
I know Ben pretty well. He's on a really tight schedule.
Yes, he is a great. He is a great guest. I may have to make that trip up to Kansas City. Dr. Collier, thank you again. It's CollierForGovernor.com. Wish you all the best, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much, and look forward to joining you again with the number one talker on the number one talk show in Wichita.
Okay, that's $20 I owe you now. Thank you, Doc. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. To The John Whitmer Show. We ran long with that segment, so we've only got a little less than a minute tonight, but thank you for joining us this evening. Don't forget our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Great folks. AmericansForProsperity.org. And don't forget, we'll be not next Sunday, but the following Sunday, June 1st, we'll be broadcasting live at their headquarters at Union Station, thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. And, of course, if you missed us tonight, the show will be rebroadcast next Saturday from 1 to 3. We're rebroadcasting all of our episodes on Saturdays. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable! Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.